Walking with my dog is healthy. It's a good thing to do. It's good for me, but also it's a sign of health within me. So that seems like a double-edged sword, really. And as I set out this evening, on a cool evening, which isn't cold, isn't warm, but is cloudless, and I look up at the stars, I abandon myself to whatever is to happen on the walk, whatever the dog decides is going to happen. It's a kind of relinquishing any sense of control, and I'm just going to stand here while he rummages underneath a hedge and deposits a signature, and then I'm going to walk on and let him pull me along at a pace, and the exercise that I get by being pulled along by the dog will promote my own health even more. And then I'm going to not complain too much when he comes to an abrupt halt and starts rummaging around in the grass looking for some new scent to pay attention to. And I'm not going to complain when the journey takes a long time to get going. And I'm not going to complain about the... because every time I complain, I set myself up to have some sort of failure, really. And there's no way you can fail when you're doing something as delightful as this. Yes, he's a great little fella, actually. And he's stubborn as a mule sometimes, but I look up and I can see the North Star. It's one of those things I learnt as a child to do. To look up into the sky and look at the plough. And I think it was really, as a child, it was the only part of the sky that I learnt. And I don't know much more about the sky than that now, really. But I've never kind of forgotten. I mean, perhaps it's a reason I've never gone to live in the Southern Hemisphere. Maybe I'm attached to the plough. Plough and the stars. Yes. And what about the space station? Yeah, what about the space station anyway? Ooh, it isn't warm. Did I say it was warm? It certainly is chilly, and we are moving now along, and this is first time I've recorded a walk with the dog for several days. So, to those of you who listen to the dog walking Boo, you know, you give me great support, and I think of you as I walk along. And it means an awful lot to me that anyone would want to listen. But, you know, I'll do them. I'll do it. I don't do it to be listened to. I don't know why I do it, actually. It's a kind of crazy activity, isn't it, really? To be recording aimless words. Contemplation, meditation. These are words come into my mind. It's almost like a form of walking yoga to maybe this could be a kind of yoga Boo. You just say without any thought whatsoever what comes into your head, and you walk along, and something happens to you. Certainly doesn't do you any harm. And this evening there's no resistance in me, in my body, to the walk. I'm actually doing it willingly, positively, and with some enthusiasm. And my goodness, that's such a pleasure. I'm now walking on the road. Yes. Why? Well, you can guess. My little fella has brought me out onto the road. He's also picked up a grubby little piece of paper or a cardboard or something. He's carrying it in his mouth. So he's got a possession. And I've been talking for 5 minutes and 48 seconds, which means I must have been walking for about 6 minutes and 48 seconds, because I never start the recording until I'm clear of the house by, you know, a good few yards. But right above me is it's about a three-quarter moon. Whoops, I nearly fell over the fella. And it's exceptionally bright. And it's almost directly, well, it's not far off being over my head. And here we are. I wonder how many other people are out walking their dogs at this time of the evening. I know some people do it, because I go on Twitter and I look and I put in, you know, walking my dog, and I see other people doing it, but I'm often too tired or distracted to check what time zone they're in. So you could well be, they might well be walking their dog at 1 o'clock in the day in another time zone while I'm walking along here. And there's a sound of a dog barking in the distance. I nearly said a wolfhound. Sound of a wolfhound barking in the distance. It's not a wolfhound, of course. But it just shows that there's some sort of primitive connection with wolves buried in my psyche somewhere. It's a deep, deep, deep bark, that one. And I really am enjoying the energy in my legs as I'm being pulled along, and first decent bit of energy in days now, so that's positivity. So what else? There's no agenda, so there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to say except to wait while he sniffs at the 34th person's garden. Come along. Actually, that's house number 9. The houses around here have got numbers on them. And, so we're now squeezing in between two more bushes, and I'm turning for home up the slope and rolling on down, and then a quick upload of this and. And a good night's sleep. That's the agenda, really. And that's all that matters to me at the moment. Just keep one foot in front of the other, or moving in front of the other. It's amusing to watch him play with leaves. And I almost think he's licking the leaves to get a little droplets of water. He's been in the house all evening, so this is his first time out for a while. So, and I've been out, so coming home and taking him out is certainly, well, I've already said it was a worthwhile activity. There's nothing about these walking the dog booze that say that repetition isn't desirable or allowed or whatever. I there's permission to say anything you like. So
There's no right way to do it. Except to do it with abandon. Silly. Crazy. Oh yeah, I'm just... We're now very close to home. So look, I will thank you very much for your company. And thank the stars for their company. Thank the moon. Thank the heavens and the... And thank the dog. Good night.